Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Good morning or good afternoon whenever you're dialing in or listening to this in your time of prayer. It's good to be with you. I'm Father Mark Kadu. I'm happy to be your guide here and to help you go deeper in your prayer, to form your own habits of intimacy and connection with the Lord in your own prayer. I want to model that for you, teach you, and educate you so that you feel empowered yourself to go deeper in your relationship with the Lord. So we're going to continue with these meditations on Gospels, and on the Gospels, I should say, and picking some of the Sunday readings that we do in Mass, and hopefully that'll help you prepare. So we're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew 5:17-37. But as always, at the beginning of your prayer, you really want to kind of change the tone of whatever's going before. You want to sit down or go to the chapel or wherever you are. Put away those things that'll distract you. You know the drill. Get your journal, get your prayer books, whatever it is, and really settle in. And I'm going to lead us through kind of an opening prayer that we'll hit on faith, hope, and love, but just to come into God's presence. You can do your own if you have your own prayers or your own prayer cards that help you. Grab those, use those now. If not, follow along with me. I'm a little inspired here by the painting I have here in my room in the background. Shout out to my sister who commissioned this, to my niece-in-law, if you want to say, wife of my nephew, who's an artist of these beautiful three boats, kind of the Jesus boats there on the Sea of Galilee, parked there from being called, right? It reminds you of the moment after the call when Jesus calls his disciples to leave their boats and to follow him. So we're going to begin with our little bit of prayer to come into Jesus' presence, kind of focusing a bit on responding to his call. So, my Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, come into your presence. Thank you for your invitation to be with you this morning, to pray with you, to dialogue with you, and to let you into my heart, into my mind, into the way I think, the way I judge, so that you can redeem it, Lord. I believe you're here. I believe that whenever I turn to you and root myself in your scriptures, meditate on your word, you speak and you're here. You hear my own heart through presence of the Trinity and sanctifying grace in my heart, but you're also here in your word that I'm going to meditate on and read. And I hope, Lord, that by spending time with you, you're going to transform me from within. In fact, I believe that and I'm convinced of it and I trust that. And I love you, Lord. I love that you've given me your word to speak to me through the ages. I love you that you gave yourself to me in the Eucharist where I can go and receive you and be one with you in my heart. I love you for all the gifts you've given me. And brothers and sisters, add your own gifts, why you love the Lord, what he's done in your heart, how he's led you and changed you and transformed you and answered your prayers. May you give thanks as well for those blessings and graces. And then make an act of humility. You know, Jesus, I'm here to hear what you want to say to me. I put aside my own ego. I put aside my own attachments, my own judgments, and I really ask you to speak to me in a way that you haven't before, because I'm open, receptive in a new way. So we're going to turn ourselves to Matthew. That's the next step after you've opened up with your heart and your prayer. You're going to turn yourself to the scriptures. You open it up and you just read it kind of calmly, letting the words speak to you, being open to how they might speak to you in a new way. I'll admit this one's a little longer. I may jump a little bit, so if you're reading along in your own scripture, Matthew 5:17-37, I may skip a few lines just to keep it shorter, especially if there's words that I want to pray over a little more. So Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth passed away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass away from the law until all things have taken place. So whoever breaks the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so, he'll be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches them will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You've heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and you recall your brother as anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first, be reconciled to your brother, and then come after me. All right? You've heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. And the last part. Again, if you've heard that it was said, dear, to your ancestors, do not take false oath, but make good the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for by God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. Don't swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. So Jesus is deepening in our understanding of the law with this gospel, this reading. And it speaks to a lot of things that we struggle with, right? Anger with our brother and sister, lust sometimes, maybe integrity, living up to our word, letting it be yes and no, and being sincere in what we think and feel and being honest there. Maybe resentment, divided hearts. And we can feel like here, and I even felt as I read it, my own heart is, wow, Jesus, you're tightening the rules. But really what I feel Jesus is doing, and even what I, as I read it, he's not tightening the rules. He's revealing and healing the root of what ails us. He wants to go deep to transform, and so by challenging us, a new way of thinking and say, hey, if you behave this way, no, you can't. It's this. Why? Because he's kind of saying, because that flows from a heart that's renewed and transformed, and that's what I want for you. Jesus wants us to turn and invite me in this prayer. Turn inside. What's going on in your own heart? What are things that are in your own heart that no one else sees but you and Jesus? And can you bring those to the Lord and align them with his gospel in a new and deeper way? You know, as Catholics, we talk about areas of sin being in thought, word, and action. You're like, wow, my thoughts have to be all aligned with the Lord. You know, my words. And then a lot of times we're just thinking about our actions, and especially we don't want to do the really egregious ones. Like, that's our standard. But the Lord challenges, no, the standard is care for your thoughts, care for your words, and care for your actions. But it starts there. What's in your heart? What's in your thoughts, right? What's the work, the inner work that Jesus really wants to do in me, in you, in this time of prayer? Open your inner world to the Lord. Talk to him about it. Let him in there to speak and to reveal and to talk and to challenge and to heal fears, attachments, sins. Let him in there. Things you're grateful for, things you're rejoicing in. Just that inner world, let the Lord in. Because when he's preaching these things, it's because he wants to come into the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act, right? What's at the root, maybe, of our anger, calling our brother? What's at the root of our lust, desiring things that aren't to be ours, things that belong to another? What's at the root of why we're ambivalent? We don't really say what we think. What's at the root there? Let Jesus in there, talk to him about that so that he can transform us to be free and peaceful and loving. And a final thing that speaks to me is Jesus wants to bring us beyond the rules. I tend to be a rule follower. I like clarity of the rules so that I can, if I know I can fulfill it, then no one can say anything because I've done it, got it covered. It's a defense sometimes. Hey, I want clarity of the rules so then I can stay within them and no one can complain about me, right? No, be detached like from that. Say, Jesus wants to go beyond the rule, yes, the fulfillment of the rule, but deeper into love. Like if you, again, like the Beatitudes, which we meditated on a few weeks ago, if you be happy, this is the path. If you want to love, this is the path. You know, bringing us into not just fulfilling a rule, but transforming our hearts from the root to live freely virtue in all kinds of ways. Let me talk to Jesus a little bit in your own heart. Are you a rule follower? Why? What are you protecting, if at all, anything? Is that enough? Is Jesus asking you to be set free to live beyond the mere fulfillment of an external rule and have a transformation of heart? Think about situations of your life. Talk to Jesus about that and let him in there. Let him speak. Jesus is trying to bring us to the new heart, right? Like that Old Testament phrase where you know, before Jesus etched the law on stone, but now he wants to give you a heart of flesh so that the law is living and active within you. So pray about that. Talk to Jesus about that. Meditate about that. Dialogue with Jesus about that. And then, as always, at the end of our prayer, we look to take a resolution, a way this is going to change the way we live in thought, word, and action today. And God bless you. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.